Aston. I'm 36 years old. My name is Aston and I'm from Syria. I live in Norway like 7 years ago, and I have graduated from Alexandria, Egypt as a maritime engineer. I arrived to Norway as a refugee since 2015, in the end of 2015, yeah. Then, you know, I started to integrate in the Norwegian society and learn the language and find a job, so on. That made me a little bit like a little bit far away or busy from the case I had. I came from a situation where it was like war, people running away, escaping from the dangerous situation in their areas, local areas. So when I got recruited to the organization SOS Mediterranean, my first impression was like I never heard about the organizations, such organizations that people all this effort to save lives at sea. So I got excited about the idea, and suddenly I felt like, yeah, this is can be like a good combination between my background in the maritime life and between my story as a refugee. I arrived as a refugee. I crossed from Izmir, Turkey, to Greece, and then from Greece I took all the way up to Norway. So there is something related to you, and I found like it's a call to do something for my people, at least, or maybe more generalized, like not only the Syrian people, but everybody else who take this choice to escape. So that's why I'm here. Because if I had a different background, I wouldn't be recruited from the beginning. And the second point is that from my previous experience on the commercial ships, like I was doing my job, my daily job, my daily routine. And that was before the war and before the what's going on in Syria. And I was happy, but I didn't reach that level of satisfaction, like yeah, it's just a job, it was just a job. But now what I'm doing now is more than a job, it's a case for me. Now it's a case, and to have a case to wake you up every morning, it's much meaningful. Last November was my first, and this is my second. So I'm totally new.
Fresh.
Yeah, like last rotation we have done six operations in one patrol. Done six operations, the longest, I don't know if you heard about it, it was one of the longest rotations for SOS Mediterranean. Like, we had to hold on, waiting for port of safety for 21 days. It went well.
Syrians, did you rescue Syrians at the time? If this question makes sense, how did it feel? What was like their reaction to you when they've made this crossing and they see you a fellow Syrian who's in this other position?
Actually, I was not sure about what I'm doing, and I didn't have the enough strength to face it, or to know what's going on, basically. Like, I had, after, because we spent a long time together, so in the end up, I came to them and I started to ask them same question you are asking me now. Like, guys, does it mean to you that I'm here? Like, does it change anything for you? I wanted to hear it from them because I didn't have the confidence, let's say, that I'm giving them something. Luckily, I heard a lot of positive answers. Like, things like it's good that. Are here for us, and we are very happy to meet a Syrian who understands our situation and who knows, like, from what we are escaping and why we are going there. The positive response from them gave me motivating to continue. Like, one of them told me that you are the reason why I didn't throw myself until now, like, after 15 days of waiting time. That's enough for me. Such answer is enough for me. So, yeah, there is a reason why I want to continue with this.
Do you think it sounds like they kind of seeing that for someone like you, life can get better, you can find a place, that it gives them, like, hope?
Yeah, first of all, like, strengthening their patience. Same time, I was like an example, like, guys, come on, it will be solved, just hold on. Like, that's it. It's that simple. And when you hear such words from someone who went through the same situation you are in right now, like, when you hear it from